It's worrisome.
Hi, Connie.
Hi, Connie.
You're muted.
Connie, you're muted.
You muted me. Hi, guys. Nice to see
you. Put my volume down, too.
Oh, can you hear me? Am I okay now?
Oh, yeah, you're fine.
We can hear you now.
I love what's behind you, Larry. Wowee.
Switch to my
It's one of my leaves from the front of the house.
Wow, what did you do with it?
I spent an hour cleaning up all the holes in it and the flaws.
Oh.
And then I cut it out and then just dropped it in repeatedly into a black background.
Wow.
It looks neat.
Pretty cool. So what do you think? Allison and Frank, you're both photographers. What do you think?
Oh, I
think it's gorgeous, and I'm not a photographer.
Oh, sorry. Allison, yes. Okay.
I do retouch photos when people send me bad ones, but...
Okay, well, I have to admit, I do like your Japanese prints behind you.
Thank you. Those are theater prints. My father picked them up at an auction, I don't know how many years ago. We didn't even know we were there until we were looking through the house to get my mother's part of the estate appraised. He was still alive then, but that's when we found them. And so when we were redoing the house, we said, these are beautiful, let's put them up.
Yeah.
So they could be worth something.
They could be. They could be. He collected netsuke, which are the little carvings that people would, they would have on the obi to hold the pouches so it wouldn't fall through. And some of those are worth quite a bit of money.
Especially the erotic ones.
He didn't have too many of those. He was a little bit of a prude.
Okay. Mm-hmm. At my dentist recently, he found out that I had something to do with the arts, and he took me into his study, and he had a large hand-colored Currier and Ives print, and he wondered if I thought it was worth any... No, it was an Audubon. It was a large Audubon drawing that had been print, but it had been hand-colored by Audubon, and I think so. You should retire. Take this. Yeah.
We should all be so lucky.
Yeah, I know.
The dentist must have some money because I know my dentist down in Florida had one of those huge Clyde Butcher photographs. Let me check my bill.
I have Clyde and Nikki were friends of ours, and we've stayed at their house and spent a little time in the dark room, but Clyde used to clean his prints in the lanai. Does that make sense? Now that I think about it, but that's what he said, that he would, I don't remember that much about printing anymore. What did you have to do? What's the part with the stop, right? Used it for a stop bath? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, well, he made such big ones. He had special equipment for the big ones that were dark room.
Yes.
He used to do the State Street show in Ann Arbor.
Speaking of, Larry, did you just see on Facebook today that Don Nettlebeck died.
Yeah, I saw that the other day.
Oh, I guess I'm behind. Oh, I'm just... Too many people are dying that I cared about.
Yeah.
My boyfriend died in July. My brother died last week. And now Don Nettlebeck, who's one of our first art fair friends. Ay, ay, ay.
I knew his son, Patrick.
Yes, me too. And his wife, Liz. And all my grandchildren have his books. And I have an album of his clarinet playing. Anyway. Yes, here we are.
What are they going to say about us?
Well, Norm always said that, you know, our retirement plan was to fall dead at the art fair.
Right.
Right. That's that. And Don, nearly, he did his, he was 85 and he did his last art fair. Well, he couldn't do one last winter, or he probably would have, but he did his last art fair in winter of 2019. So trying his best. And I met him when he was older than we were, and he'd already been in the business quite a long time when I met him. So he must have done art fairs, probably has a record of number of years. Maybe.
I guess you have to live to 85 to beat his record.
Yeah. I started too late. I'll never beat that record.
No. No. But there have been some older, who were the other old guys, Larry, on the circuit that
Nels?
From Florida. Nels. <He's>, before, when Nels was just a kid, there were some guys. Oh, not Ted Cooper. Oh, golly. Florida, some Florida guys. Oh, well. Okay, well, yeah. And Nels is supposedly going to continue doing it.
Yeah, he's going to be one of those that drops dead at an art show.
Yeah, I think his birthday was this week. I missed
it. It was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned him.
Yeah, it was on your mind, yeah. The amazing thing when someone like that, I mean, I'm sure you remember Don from from the beginning, right? And lots of memories.
Well, Ray Berger.
Yes.
He passed away.
Ray Berger did pass, what?
Well, yeah, somebody told me he passed away.
He was one of them, yeah.
Yeah.
So then I was running in my mind all of the only one who's totally disappeared, I wonder what happened to him, is Emerson.
Yeah, but he's not that old.
I know, but I haven't seen or heard from him. I mean, I could tell you where Ray Hartle is and Larry Alverson and Larry Humphrey, you know, a bunch of the guys right. That used to do shows. And I know right. Bill Coleman's gone, but Emerson is not that old, but where'd he go?
Yeah. I think he found a better way to make money, probably.
Probably so. He probably found a fabulously wealthy woman.
he was converting a railroad station in Georgia.
Oh, right, in Savannah.
Yeah.
Right.
The last I spoke to him, and it was that was the last time I went to Ann Arbor to take booth pictures. Yeah. I spoke to Emerson.
Yeah. He did Art Speech to Neats a few times, and I got some of that story. Until the time he sent somebody else to his space, and we didn't let him in again.
Right.
Hi, Dennis.
So. I like your hair. I like your haircut or hairdo, Larry.
The ponytail.
Ah, oh. Nice. It's very nice. It's very nice.
I last got my hair done in February.
You've been locked up, Allison?
Pretty much. Well, I could probably. I love my hairdresser, but she is going to church. Her son is going to school. It's just, I have asthma. I'm laying low.
Okay.
And I was just telling him, my husband just had his second COVID test. He's got some issues. But the first one was negative, but now they're telling him that they're only about 70% accurate. So they did the blood test. But he's the only person I would get it from unless I got it from the grocery store. And I go to the grocery store with hat, mask, gloves.
So, anybody do an art show recently?
What was the last one I did?
Oh, no, I mean a real art show. They're slowly starting to happen. Howard's putting on shows.
Did the Las Olas show happen? I know that there was some outcry about that it was going to be a super spreader.
Yeah, it happened. And
did
then,
it? Oh, good.
He just got approved for the Naples show from what I saw on my Google alerts.
Well, what he got was, he got to take over one that was
Sugarloaf.
Maybe.
Oh yeah, he took off Sugarloaf, but Naples.
Naples. Yeah.
People who have pissed off almost every artist, including me, and I haven't done their show in 10 years because of their actions it's been since their last actions regarding their canceled shows in the springtime. And so Howard wanted to bring the show in there, and they were fighting it, but there were too many. And it looks like Howard won.
Years ago, he used to have one there. And then the Naples Art Association, right?
Fifth Avenue.
Fifth Avenue, right.
Yeah. We used to do that. Stay at the Seashell Motel, 2 blocks north.
I have a client who is an antiques dealer who is going to a one-day show in Ohio this weekend. And it's going to be her first live, I think it's her second live show in the last 6 months. Both of them small, outdoors.
Yeah, I kind of regretted turning down Alexandria, but it's just, I had said to myself, I'm not going out until there's a vaccine, so I'm sticking to virtual shows, and it hasn't been bad. My galleries are doing well. Our gift shop that we finally found, the one thing that sells at the gift shop is my prints, so I'm making more prints for her. And as I was telling Larry earlier, before everybody got on, I set up my Eventme page, and I learned a lot about Eventme. The best thing I learned is that Saturday morning at around 9 o'clock, I ran into an issue, and I emailed them. They got a little email message thing, and they got back to me in like 15 minutes. And I was like, wow, I was going to have to wait for Monday. So I was very impressed by that. There are some gotchas.
Wow.
I would say I set up the first few by hand, and a photographer, I look upon variations as prints, canvas gallery wraps, and I set up my variations that way. And then I looked, after I set up about 20 of them, I looked on the home page, the main page, and my prices were all off. So that was the message I sent to them. And they said, no, you have to set up a variation. Is like if I were to put 3 pictures in one item, then each variation would be a different picture. So I had to go back and redo all of those and basically put one variation of, 4.25 by 17.5 print, 8.5 by 35 inch print, and then the canvas gallery wraps right underneath them, and then everything aligned. One thing that I was kind of confused by, and I have not sent them an email yet because I think I figured out the issue is that they're, when you go to set up your categories, their categories are alphabetical in the way they show on the page. And there doesn't seem to be a way around that. So I wanted my vertical panoramas, which are the best sellers, to show first. And being V, they were at the very end. And so I changed my category to H, space, verticals, which looks kind of weird, but it puts the verticals right up front. I think before, and you cannot, when you go in, there's several things, it's as a programmer, I could see they threw it together quickly. They did a very good job, but there are some programming things that are like, oh, from a programmer standpoint, that you have to put in your name and address like 3 different times. And like, data storage, no. and you cannot delete, if you accidentally put in an additional variation, you can't delete it. You have to start all over. Be very careful there. And I'm going to hang up because this is probably, Cape Coral, Florida. Yes.
You should take careful notes and give it to them as feedback.
Yeah, I will. And also categories. You cannot delete categories. So now I've got an H verticals category and I've got a verticals category. So they're actually, I put my verticals in the both categories. So they're not only at the front, they're at the end. But it comes out real nice. I think it looks really nice. And because my groupings were G, I went with the groupings at the beginning because they made real nice pictures across the front. They're very bright and colorful.
So which show are you setting this up for?
I'm embarrassed. It is the YMCA show in Blacksburg, Virginia. I mean, I thought, what the hell?
And they advertise with me. I mean, like, who ever heard of this? But
they sent
they're trying.
Yeah, they sent me an email from my website saying, you know, please join us with your lovely pictures. And I thought, you know, it's virtual. It was kind of expensive for a virtual show. I think it ended up being over $100 with the application fee and the booth fee. But, you know, it was a chance. I knew I wanted to set up EventMe, and it gave me a reason to do so. And now that EventMe, it did take me, the bulk load, great stuff. But load them in about 10 at a time, because I loaded like 50 in. And instead of putting 20 as the price upgrade, I put in 24 accidentally. I mean, I made a little Word document with all my options, because I put the standard pictures in with the bulk because they have like 10 options. And I missed that one spot. And I put like 50 in, so I had to go through 50 pictures and change 24 to 20. So I would say put them in, you know, put your first in like 10 and make sure you didn't make any mistakes. Because if you do it with mistakes with the bulk load.
Get excited because it's going to be easy, right?
Yeah, it was easy. It's just don't, you know, try it first.
So, Allison, once you have that set up, then does it link with any virtual show that you go to do?
Any show that's using EventMe, I'm done. I'm all set up.
But it doesn't work like Zap, where you can, once you have your application stuff in, it's going to be a little more complicated than Zap, right?
Well, no, I mean, you can go ahead and set one up. Mm-hmm. And then they also have a place where you can look at virtual events and apply to them. You know, you could find virtual events. I went and looked. I didn't see anything else that kind of worked. But once it's set up, and then also you can do, like, I figured they're talking about doing it as part of a show. So I did not put my... as part of an actual live show, I did not put my framed items in there because I really don't want to ship them. And it's 200 miles to Blacksburg. I really don't want to drive to Blacksburg to deliver them. And I don't want to get into that whole conversation of, you know, well, can I meet you? I just didn't even put the framed pictures up because I figure if I'm at a show, I have the framed pictures there. And then I have all their options. So if somebody wants to, say, order a print, I can send them to EventMe and order a print rather than me having to take down the information and everything.
Yeah, for photography, that works. But if you have all one of a kinds, then you're locked into putting stuff up that you still have available for sale.
Yes, yes. But you can put in a quantity. So it is possible to do a live show and bring in 20 objects and put those 20 objects on EventMe, and you just have to pay attention if it sells off EventMe. And I would think they would come pick it up at the show, but or you take it down, whatever. It's.
Yeah, I had asked Sharon McAllister, if you're in two different events at the same time and you sell something, does it disappear from your page that the other event is showing?
It should.
It should, right.
I would think it should, because you put quantity available. If you put quantity available.
Well, it's not the quantity could be one. It could be a one-of-a-kind piece.
Right.
In which case, it should disappear.
Right. Right. Or if somebody puts it in their shopping cart, then there should be a notification it's in somebody's shopping cart. And after a certain amount of time, if they haven't checked out, then it becomes available again?
I would say
that's where it gets tricky.
Where it gets tricky, because it was, like I said, as speaking as a programmer, I could tell it was thrown together very quickly. There's a lot of, not a lot of glitches. I mean, it's good stuff. It's well done. But there's some things that just are, you know, a little questionable that I think they'll get to and work on. But I'm not volunteering job. I'm no longer a programmer.
I'm working on, you know, several different platforms for different people, for different purposes, and things that have been around for years still have glitches. You know, it's the nature of the beast.
In creating Eventme, I found some glitches in my own websites, so now I have to go back and fix those.
I don't think it's a really large company. There are not a lot of people there.
Yeah. So
it's going to be good, though.
I think so. It needs a little tweaking, but... I think that's all the thoughts I had on it. Yeah, it took me all day Friday. In fact, I just finished up the last walkthrough of making sure everything was right this morning at about 7 o'clock.
About as long as it would take you to drive to Blacksburg.
Yeah. Blacksburg is only 200 miles away.
Oh, okay.
I have my limit on delivery as set as 100 miles from where I live. So it's... Now, when I did the Pennsylvania show, State College, I did put up on my website that I offered to make one trip to a central location with everybody's stuff, but nobody bought any frame pieces. And I'd rather they buy prints anyway. Or canvas gallery wraps would be really good because they're expensive and they ship easily.
And they're light.
And they're light, yes.
Do you have an agenda, Larry?
No.
I have a question. Is it okay if I?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, something that I would like to know, because I am totally resisting virtual. I just want to be on the street. But are the people who are here, how they make the decision, and what goes through their minds when they are making the switch or deciding to or not to get themselves set up for virtual? And I would love to hear some input on what the thought process is.
First of all, the way the shows are doing it, you have to actually apply to the physical show. And the virtual show is just part of that.
Yeah, but whether you want to even do it is more my question.
Well,
it's money. I mean, it's the general. I paid, I think it was $25 to State College. I made $375. It wasn't, you know, a big deal, but it was $25 versus the State College food fee, which is like $500 and something. Mm-hmm. And it's basically, for me, it was a no-brainer. The only thing I've had to do was to actually apply to not have the free Zoom account, because Occasion for the Arts required us to have an hour Zoom session, so we had to have, and then also Crozet, which I did. Now, Crozet, I live 20, 30 miles away from Crozet, and I wouldn't touch it because their booth fee is so high for what you get. And I said, what the hell? Now, there's been a lot of, they're not as lucrative, but they're better than nothing.
Well, yeah, there's another issue. It's most every show is doing something different for a virtual show, which requires you to set up each one You know, the shows like event, the platform like Eventme, if you, you only have to set it up once and it's available for every show using Eventme.
Well, most, all the other ones I used basically wanted like four pictures from me, a headshot, a video.
Yeah, but what's four pictures? I mean, they have to see a lot more than that to buy.
My website, which is, you know, my website is like exactly the way I want it. So I kind of like that. But then again, the Eventme is something different. But the one I liked best was Crozet using Booth Central because they had a little button at the bottom that said request a Zoom meeting. And it was only, I think, 5 hours long. So I basically sat in front of my computer and waited for people to request a Zoom meeting. But I did make a nice sale by a Zoom meeting. So I actually put, when I do my groupings, I put a couple extra pieces on Eventme, basically choose any three, choose any four, and then on the notes I said Zoom with me, and I'll help you pick out a grouping, which, you know, I know from shows, when I start moving pictures around, trying to get something that people like together, now I've got the whole, everything available to me. All my pictures, not just what I brought to the show.
Well, it just, you know, I know that there is a bit of people who have been resistant to social media, period, don't even have websites.
Yeah.
I'm, and I know you've been on this a long, you've been at it quite seriously. And, people like Larry and I, who come from the same generation more. And the website, of course, we both, you and I, did get websites up and going. But still, there's this very reluctance to give in to the digital. And what that, how a person, you get it, because you've really thrown yourself into this in recent, I believe you actually even retired, yes?
I retired, and I was going to say, I retired in January of 2018, and I said, aha, I can do art festivals, and I can go everywhere, and I damn near did. I was scheduled for like 20, and I had 7 in a row, and I ended up dropping the last 3 because I was like, and it also, that entire year, it rained at every single damn show except the first 2 Florida shows where it was unseasonably warm. So I had an awful year, and I'm really grateful for that awful year, because the first thing I did was look into galleries, get the website going, straightened up, nice, running smoothly, and doing, you know, other things, sending out, taking email names and sending out an email newsletter, doing all that, because I knew I can't physically do 20 shows.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was, and I'm actually in good financial shape right now because I did those things. My gallery is selling, my one gallery is selling really well. And so I was poised coming into COVID to basically not need the shows. I enjoy the shows, I really miss them, but I'm not going to do as many because I know that physically, you know, plus I promised my husband I wouldn't be away for more than 1 week at a time. So I can't go, you know, 2-3 shows in a row. I got to go and come back and go and come back. And
okay. Well.
So it's, you know, I saw this coming, and really, you know, I think that I didn't see COVID coming, but once it was here, I was like, okay, we got to change the game.
Right. So has anyone else here used other methods of any of the other virtual clients to get on to into a virtual show?
Platforms, you mean?
Yeah, yes. See, my vocabulary is hold?
The most used one, I think, is Booth Central. Mm-hmm. But what they do is they send your potential clients to your website.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, so, which in a way is really great.
Yeah, but what if they don't come back?
Yes.
Yeah. You don't get much of a presence on the virtual event page. You uh-huh. get a little square with maybe one picture, and then they can click on and see a couple more. So you don't have a lot of advertising that way. Whereas with EventMe, they're going to go to your page and see everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I finished up with Rittenhouse doing a Zoom demonstration with them. And I got a notice yesterday. They're going to let us post 4 different paintings for $10 that'll be up for a couple of weeks. And I don't have the dates right in front of me, but I will do that. And I also hosted my own painting demonstration through Zoom with the Occasion for the Arts Williamsburg on October 3rd and 4th. And that was a good experience for me. I believe from doing the Zoom demos on Occasion for the Arts and Rittenhouse, although I didn't make any sales, I had a lot of people check out my website, which I normally wouldn't have done. So I feel it was worth doing that. So Rittenhouse cost me $100 to do that. It was a 3-day show, and Occasion for the Arts was no fee was charged. I'm involved with 3 other virtual shows currently. They're local here in Connecticut. J. Alden Weir Farm, which is a national historical site, and Warren, Connecticut, has a virtual show and an actual indoor show I'll be delivering a painting to. And that cost me $40 to enter 4 pictures for $40. I got 1 picked for Warren. Now, I cannot make a living from doing these things, but I will always make an attempt to try something that will get my name out and people will come to my website. That's really what I'm interested in. The last 3 weeks I've done a flea market, which is 3 miles down the road from me, which costs $60. And the first weekend I picked up an order from a brick and mortar gift shop for $400, plus I made some sales. So that's putting food money on the table for me until I get to Florida. And once again, I have the museum show at the Highland Museum with Carolyn Curry for 6 weeks, which starts November 20th. And I'll be doing a show in Punta Gorda with Boulder Brook, which I think is the first weekend of December. And we went ahead and applied for 6 or 7 shows for the winter. And since we're going to be down there, we decided to make an attempt to see if those shows are going to open up or not. So that's things in a nutshell that's been happening for me.
And I'm assuming your website is completely up to date.
Yeah. I don't have PayPal because the things that I would sell would be high ticket items.
Yeah, I like contact information.
Oh yeah, I.
But I'm talking about as you create new paintings, they immediately go up on your website.
No, I do a newsletter. Yeah, if I do new paintings, I post it up on my website with different categories. Yes, but I have FASO, so I don't, just because I post a painting, I don't have it go out to everybody. I contact everybody once a month with my newsletter, because I feel that that's how I would want to be treated. I wouldn't want to be bugged with getting things too often.
Yeah.
But it is up to date. Yeah. If you go up on my events page, everything is current.
Okay. Well, I'm talking about the actual artwork that's for sale, because yeah, a lot of people don't update their website regularly.
Oh, yeah. Everything that's on my website is for sale. Anything that I've sold, I take it off. So every week I've got something that I'll post up there new.
Okay. Well, once a week is keeping it up to date.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And photographers have it a little easier that way because, you know, we've got the picture anyway. I can understand, you know, trying to take pictures of something. I entered for a recovery center. They wanted the pictures of the pictures framed. And so that was quite an endeavor to, you know, I had to clear a space in the living room and put them and get the lighting right and everything. And they did buy two, but, you know, at least with, you know, like what I've got behind me is those are fake framed pictures. They're just, you know, little done with Photoshop.
So I'll just interject. The flea market opened up about 6 weeks ago, and they have controlled aisles, go down aisle one way. Everyone wears a mask, and the spaces, instead of being 20 feet apart, they're actually 40 feet apart. It's a large, very large field. And I thought, and the attendance is pretty good. As long as the weather is cooperating, people do come out. The sun is nice. So I think this is just another reason for being optimistic as shows go ahead. I know there's been cancellations in Florida for some of the larger shows, but I feel that I'm confident that more will open up for the winter season.
Howard Allen opening up his shows in Florida?
Yeah, from what I understand, well, Allison would probably know more about that. But,
I'm just from Facebook pages, the Los Angeles show went off and people seem fairly happy with their sales. I think he just got approved for the Naples show and he's got a few others on his schedule. So I'm kind of, you know, I made this thing that I'm not going to do it until there's a vaccine, but, you know, I'm looking forward to hopefully doing his Charlottesville show because I have a good following in Charlottesville. And I'm already in Northern Virginia, which I hope goes off. You know, that's not till May. Normally, I wouldn't have a show now until May, and I've got a couple virtual events, three virtual events, actually two that are like overlapping. So that's something cool about virtual events is you can do two or three at the same time.
Yeah. We did advertising for one of the events that Sugar Left let go. Some people, no, events group in Fairfax, Virginia, picked up the Chantilly show in October, which is supposedly going to happen indoors. Do you know anything about that, Lynn? Allison, did you?
I never did Sugarloaf, so I don't follow them very closely. I just got an email, though, that apparently the Central Pennsylvania, Dennis, you would be interested in this, the Central Pennsylvania Festival for the Arts has now invited anybody from Occasion for the Arts.
Ah!
So, and their fee is $25, and apparently they've also invited people from a couple other shows that were canceled or went virtual. We got a couple shows in Pennsylvania, so it's going to be interesting.
Wow. Okay. Hi, Bonnie.
Yeah, Bonnie's here.
My computer wasn't interested in doing a Zoom call today, I guess. So it's taken me a while. What did I miss?
I'll have the audio if you want to listen to it later.
Thanks, Larry.
Yeah, I did a whole rundown of Evently, setting up Evently on my...
Are there any of these virtual shows that you don't have to be in the live show in order to participate? People just doing virtual shows and setting those up and promoting them?
Well, this one, the only one is doing just virtual.
A lot of them are like that. I think the participation is the exception.
Yeah, I think I have to look up. I know I'm in two virtual shows.
They're using
Black Friday to just before Christmas. I forgot the other one was.
Yeah, but I think the bigger shows are using the actual booth fees that you pay for their show to cover the cost of the virtual show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Fort Myers is doing.
Yeah. You know, it's not cheap to do.
Well, I personally am not interested in my situation of not doing any shows live for a lot of reasons. The pandemic is a major one, and that's my age.
Yeah, we're all getting older.
The other thing is hauling heavy metal, and I'm kind of tired of that. So I thought that this going on could be turned from a negative into a positive if somebody was putting on some really good virtual shows. You know, I guess they'd have to be kind of local. I really don't know if anybody is or not.
Didn't Allison say that Eventney has a list of shows that you can actually apply to that are virtual?
It was unclear whether they're virtual and physical or just virtual. I didn't see anything that was besides the YMCA show, which probably still has applications open. I'm doing the Greenbelt Festival of Lights, another show I would not have touched. But I think they have closed applications. It might be worth looking into, though.
The problem with using Eventney to do a show that isn't attached to an art fair is pretty much, number one, the amount of work it is for the backside, and the cost, because artists don't want to have to put up a big chunk of money just to get this up and running. Shows hopefully have some cash in reserves. I know we do, but.
The YMCA showed the booth fee. There was an application fee of, I think, $25. And I forget what the booth fee, it all came out total to like $110. That's the most expensive one I've done. Booth Central one I did was $75 through Crozet. So they're definitely not as expensive as a regular booth fee. And I don't think they could sustain if they were. But I like the idea of putting out, I don't mind putting out $100 to take a chance.
Well, and you don't have all that overhead of travel. I mean, really put it together. Time and travel,
I'm traveling.
Go ahead, William. Yeah.
I would gladly pay $100 not to have to put my booth up.
Pretty soon we'll be paying them not to have shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've said on this platform here before that my gross input is like down 75%, but my net income is up because I haven't been paying all those booth fees.
Right. It's amazing what happens when you stay home.
Yes. And it's really kind of opened my eyes to how expensive doing shows is and exactly how much I'm getting back from.
Yeah, but it's fun.
I'm pulling back.
Shows are fun.
Yes. I miss seeing people. I'm really...
Before we got old, they were fun.
Yeah. Well,
It's such a blow that we hear that someone, an artist that you knew well, has died. And when I heard that Don Nettelbeck died, I still can't get over it. I mean, all the shows we did together, all the things I learned from him, all the fun, his family, all of that. I miss it. That's why I have to always show up at Bonnie's show, because all my old friends are there.
Yeah. Plus you spend a lot of money, so we really appreciate it.
Yes, you can see I have some art. more art. Oh no. Yes. I love it. I don't know what I'm gonna do this year without you, Bonnie.
Yeah, I'm leaning against doing a virtual show now.
Oh.
You know how, yeah.
You are getting about it.
Pardon?
We're excited about doing it. You said it was going to be better. Now what's happened? What's changed?
Well, the problem is that our show is known for, you can come and get a good deal on someone's seconds or things, duds, things they don't like, you know, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And it makes it harder when the artist then has to pack it and ship it.
Mm. Right. And you mean a starving artist show.
I would be up for that. I have a pile of stuff, because every year I kind of redo the booth. And that means I unframe things, which is the great thing about framed pieces. I unframe things and I'm left with prints that have been framed. And I had tried having a sale over like November, December, and nothing. You know, and I was selling them at rock bottom prices. I think I sold one. But I would love, because I know where your show is far away from me, Bonnie.
Are you?
I'm in Virginia.
Oh, we have people come from Virginia. We have people come from Pennsylvania, California, yeah. Las Vegas, Missouri, Pennsylvania. These are artists. And then we have people come from all over the country to shop it also. Not this year,
I would be really interested in doing it virtually.
Yeah.
Allison, you could come. I live about an hour and a half from there, and you could spend the night before at my house and then cut down your travel costs, and you know, we'd be good. And I'd even feed you.
Whoa.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, we're all coming.
No, Bonnie, it's Chicago.
You're all coming. Come on, Larry.
I'm sorry?
Where is your show at Chicago, right?
Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Oh, Michigan, yes. I went to Krazzle.
Last Saturday in February.
Michigan?
But yep. Indoor show or an outdoor show?
Indoor. Strictly indoor.
Yeah.
Snow cars on the van.
Are you by any chance, Bonnie, thinking of reconsidering your plans for 21?
Yeah, nothing has been. I can't settle on it. I can't make a freaking decision these days.
It's very hard. I work on a small neighborhood event. God knows why, but it's usually in September, and back in April, and I'm on the board. They said, let's just cancel. And I said, you know, from being in this business, right? You don't just jump and cancel, right? You have to say, I say, let's wait a month. Oh no, we just should cancel, blah, 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 blah. I said, let's just wait a month. And then the next month, I said, let's just wait another month. So because it seemed things are changing, right? They are, and you don't know. Yes, I think this has all gone on longer than we expected it to, but there, and we ended up having a very nice small outdoor event, and people were really happy. And you know who shows up at things like that? The people who are interested in art. They're not there just for the funnel cake, and they're not there for the bands. They're there for the whatever your specialty is. And I think, of course, yours is all about the art, so yeah.
Yeah. No funnel cakes at our show.
No.
You would say when it rains, it keeps the lookers away and the buyers still come. I don't know if that's true or not.
We can have a big snowstorm where they say, you know, stay off the roads and so on, and we can end up with record crowds.
I've done that. I've slid down the road. I have pictures. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
But, you know, the thing that I heard, Elaine Laurent from Howard Allen was on one of the show director Zooms, and she was talking about the buying that happened when they hosted their Alexandria show. Were you there by any chance, Allison?
No, I declined. I was sad to decline, but with my asthma, I'm...
Yeah, okay.
You got out for a vaccine.
But because it was so controlled, and people knew it was so controlled, and those of you who've been in this business for a long time, you know it has changed over the years. And even though when it used to be really crowded, there were lots of buyers, it's not as much, I don't think the ratio of buyers to shoppers that there used to be, perhaps.
It's like when it rains.
Yeah.
Serious people come.
Yes, that's right. And that was the other thing that I'm thinking that what is happening with these smaller events, they advertise them as small, only so many people. And those people who are annoyed by the crowds and how far they have to park and how all the inconvenience,
yes,
and they are really just interested in the art, not the sideshows, they will come. The buyers, the serious buyers will be there. That is my philosophy that I truly believe, true believer.
Well, I think Alexandria is kind of different in that it's in a very well-off area. Even with the change in location, it's still a very well-off area and a very walking-friendly area. It's not a friendly parking area.
Okay. Good point. Well, this little event that I helped run in September, the artists made twice as much money as they had the previous year. And I think there were many reasons, but part of it is who's going to be at the art show party. It's part of a home tour, historic home area, and those people. It just worked for us, and I've been hearing that in general, sales when there have been shows, the sales are up. So, smaller crowds, better sales.
Well, at our show last February, we were able to get it in before everything shut down. We heard record numbers as far as sales. So,
I have a Bonnie Blandford ring on. I'm not going to show it to everybody.
Ah.
Is Amder doing virtual shows? I guess they must be, right?
I thought they were trying to do live shows. Didn't they do some live shows?
Yeah, they did live, yeah. But I thought they had it virtual with it.
They have been trying to do live shows. They've done a little advertising with us, but they're indoor. Well, they're not hosting their indoor shows this year.
When you say us, who was us?
Oh, me, Art Fair Calendar.
Oh, you're Art Fair Calendar, okay.
Yes, Art Fair Insiders, yeah. And so I can't even imagine what's going on behind the scenes there, but they're still going, and they will. I think they're well run.
Don't you think everything is going to be changing now with this new format that we have, Zoom, et cetera, and there'll be other formats, that things are going to just change? There'll be fewer people doing live shows and more people doing virtual shows and some sort of connection that would work for everybody. It's just what's happening with the schools, what's happening with the world.
It's been technology.
Sustainable. I wish it was, because I really like doing virtual shows and not having to travel and not having to put the tent up. I don't think it's sustainable. I think people are going to want to. Things that most, you know, I've done okay at virtual shows considering what I've paid to be in them, but there's certainly, you know, I haven't broken 1,000 yet.
It's new.
I'm surprised with all of my friends, some of them are saying, okay, when shows come back, maybe I don't need them like I did before. They're selling at least some work virtually, and they're kind of enjoying actually having a life at home, which has been totally weird for me. I've been doing shows for, what, 44 years? You know, I didn't know what it was like to have a summer at home. So art fairs have changed. Of course, I've been doing them forever, so consequently, of course, they've changed. But even in the last few years, they've changed so much. And this is just another, this will cause more changes. I have no answers. I just have
what happened with art shows is they've gotten so expensive. Like you said, it's not just the booth fees. It's everything else that goes with them and the effort that you could be doing work.
Yes.
I mean, your work. And I just think that there's got to be a more efficient way, especially with this technology. I'm hoping there is, because I'm not going to do the other way, but either way for the people who are, I think there's going to be a lot of work coming through the virtual end, whatever they call that. And there'll be different formats. Zoom is not going to have an exclusive forever.
No. Well, you can see even the jockeying for position between Booth Central and the Ventany and people creating their own, and we'll come up with, you know, a standard, but it's going to take a while. But I remember, you know, back when I first started that I would be horrified to pay $100 a night for a hotel. Now that's like normal. I mean, I've paid $93 a night for an extended stay. That's like ridiculous. But the hotels have gotten so much more expensive.
Well, hotels will be a lot cheaper for the next year or two.
That's true. Well, that's
why I don't know about 5 years from now, but the next year or two, they're going to be a lot cheaper.
But then it's going to get more expensive when they start changing the streets.
I've been doing pickups for people who want to meet me in Louisa to pick up artwork, and I've been doing it at the Best Western up the street because their parking lot is always empty. I have to do social distancing.
All from Bentonville, IL. Call from Bentonville, IL.
Not here, no.
All right. Yeah. I really hate having a Florida exchange on my cell phone right now because they're calling me. Who are you going to vote for? Have you voted? I don't live in Florida. Virginia will go Democrat. That's just the way it is.
I get texts every day about that, and I hate texts.
Right. I'm at the point now where I'm ready to sell all my booth equipment. So if you know anybody, let me know. I'm ready to sell my booth, my walls. I'm ready to sell my trailer and all my other junk that goes along with it.
When you're ready to actually sell it, and it may be now, the Artist Garage Group on Facebook is the best place, and I'm an admin, so you know that's my disclaimer, but a lot of people I sold my pro panels on there. I've sold a ton of stuff. It's a great place to, if you're looking for a booth, to find something. The Artist Garage Group.
Okay.
Yes. That's
primarily replaced, you know, I got a new top. I traded the long walls for the shorter walls. And so it's almost brand new at this point. My next step was going to be replacing all the metal hardware, but I haven't needed to do that this year.
We're also selling tents and propane, et cetera, at artfairinsiders.com. We have devoted followers there. We used to talk about art fairs, now we talk about selling tents. So I don't know, what does that say?
Yeah, I sold the tent that I replaced with the tent I bought on garage sale. I sold on Art Fair Insiders.
Yeah.
The question is, how many people have left Art Fair Insiders because they're no longer interested in doing shows?
Good question. You know, that's true. That's possible. The really interesting thing, though, that has happened with my business is Art Fair Calendar had it'd been since earlier in the year. I have nearly 60,000 subscribers to our emails, and it fell way down, and now it's building back up again. I'm having more subscribers than unsubscribers, and it's like, huh. Now these would probably, I don't know if this is artist, buyer. I think this is buyers. Or something, somehow my link got up there, and the subscriber base is growing, and it's maybe going to hit its top, which is astonishing. I thought we were just, you know, we're done, but we're not done. People still want us. No.
I figure I'm going to retire at 70, at least retire from putting up the booth. 70.
I'm thinking.
You're laughing because what does that mean? I'm going to be 72.
I'm going to be 83.
In a while. I'm 65, so just turned 65. So I was hoping I had 400 years, but this year has been.
Well, maybe you could be one of the lucky ones and die in your booth at the art fair, Allison.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's funny because that's what I always said. I was probably going to die in my booth at some art fair.
Better in your booth than in the courtesan.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I would probably die putting up my booth.
I'm 67 for at least a few more days. And I have friends that are pushing 80 that are still doing shows. And I'm just so impressed. So I decided I do not want to be 80 and still setting up and taking down my booth.
Well, I know Elaine, I forget it's her last name, Lanao or something like that. She and her husband, they always get somebody through a workman or something like that to put up their booth for them. Because I know they're in their 80s.
Elaine and Gateau?
Yes.
Yes.
I met them at American Artisan. And that seems, you know, maybe that's a way to go. But that's, and I love doing a Howard Allen show because I get to rent the tent.
Oh, you rent a tent?
I generally rent a tent, especially at Alexandria. I hate that early morning setup, so it's really nice to come in and the tent's up, and all I have to do is put up walls and put in pictures.
Yeah, well, that is nice.
But it adds to the expenses. It's $200 to rent a tent, so, or at least with an awning.
Oh, that is so worth it. Are you
Howard
kidding?
Can see us guys coming a mile away.
What?
Howard could see us old artists coming a mile away.
Yeah.
He realized that would extend the life of his art shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's worth it. And they bring you water and everything else. And he has.
And they're doing a great job now with the virus.
Well, my wife just reminded me I'm 82. I'm not 83. I feel better already. Got another year.
Okay. Well, I stopped running events at 73. So it's easier sitting here doing this, but I miss everybody and the fun.
Yeah, it's fun, yeah.
You're still involved. You're still very involved in this whole life and shows and so on. So that's different.
Well, it's my life. I know it's been my life for a long time.
Yep. Okay, I got to say something. I'm 86, and I was all set to do my first show this year. I bought pro panels from a friend, and I've made up a big supply of works, I'm more of a Americana and also abstract photographer. And so I was already doing my first show this year. I was really excited, and then the damn COVID hit. So I don't know if I'm going to make a show next year or not. So, but I'm going to try, and you're not too old to keep trying.
Yeah, you don't look a day over 60.
I don't have a hair either, but I feel good.
Where are you located, George?
Pardon me?
Where are you located?
St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh.
Your shows are close by.
Yeah, we have some good shows here, but not this year.
Yeah. Well, I think
it depends on what you're setting up to. We were setting up heavy metal, and it was a load. And it was difficult, but it's great stuff. It's so well, but eventually it's hard to make too.
Yeah.
I love the homeless people too.
And I had a 40-year career before I started this.
And that's 20, why people
20 here, years ago.
People in this group are not children here. Many of us have, did many other things, and that's one of the reasons why I always say, the people, where are the younger people? They don't have the skills to be in this business. And they don't have all the years of avocationally creating, like you, George. Right? You didn't just pick up a camera last year. I think you must be muted.
Yeah, right.
Right.
George,
well, you know,
if you're St. Louis for your first show, if they're opening them next year, Lohmeyer.
Oh, yeah.
Would be a good one because you're under tents, and I would get under a tent.
Oh.
Then you don't have to worry as much about
rain,
weather, and so on. It's a nice, easy show to do, and it's beautiful. So that's my recommendation for your first show.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to do every show I can next year, if I'm still around, but you know, our St. Louis, we have a Greater St. Louis Artists Association.
Yes.
And they put a show on in the spring and the fall. It's indoors, but you still have to have a booth and everything. None of that's happened this year, and hopefully it will next year.
I think so. They usually advertise with Art Fair Insiders, Art Fair Calendar. They advertise with me, and I believe it's going on. And in addition to that, piggybacking what Bonnie just said, while we were on this Zoom, I got an email from the Lohmeyer Art Fair saying they want to renew their advertising for 2021. So it looks like they're going forward.
Yeah,
that's helpful. Applications on November 1st. So, heck, maybe we'll all just go down there and cheer you on, George, because we'll be excited there's a show.
Right.
You'd probably more appreciate it if you went down there and helped him set up.
Yes. We know how to do that, don't we, Bonnie?
Oh, do we ever.
I pay very well for setup help.
Mm-hmm.
I got a guy in Atlanta. He came and he helped me set up. And then I said, will you be back to help me break down? He's like, yeah.
Yes. Finding people to help you do that is not too hard and worth a penny, every penny.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then worth more than having someone travel with you and you having to pay them and pay their expenses. Yeah.
My husband used to do that. He used to work in Northern Virginia, so he would travel. His commute was 2.5 hours one way. So when I did a show in Northern Virginia, he would come up, I would get he would leave work on Friday, I would get the hotel room for Friday night, and I'd get it for Sunday night, so I would get up and leave because I had to get home to go to work, and then he would get up and have a nice short commute to work, but he changed jobs. And
yeah, I remember he used to go with you. If you retired, he was going to go with you. Yeah, well, there you are.
No, he's still working.
Well, some of us like to. Right, George? Right, William? Some of us like to work no matter how old we are.
I like the work.
Yeah. It's not a four-letter word.
I like the doing art.
Yeah, I like the doing art.
And meeting the people and, selling them the second or third piece or something. That's a real thrill. Never get over that.
Yeah. Even at a bad show, there's somebody coming around, you know, maybe two or three times an hour that tells you, wow, this is really great. I mean, what job can you get that at?
Right. Even if they don't mean it.
Even if they don't mean it, yeah. If they're just saying to get out of the booth.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Okay. Unless anybody has anything like they really want to talk about, I have to go. It's time to feed the dogs.
I saw you. I thought you were doing yoga exercises, but you were actually looking for the puppies, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Nice to see you, Johnny.
A short commercial.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you very much.
Everybody,
bye. Thank you.
Bye.
So we'll see everybody next week if you're here.
Thanks.
Sounds good.
We will be.
All right.
Thanks, Larry.
All right. Take care, Bill.